Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
Well, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty yesterday on two counts, but he wakes up this morning in a hospital a day after being found guilty of sex assault and rape. He had some chest pains.
After the verdict, because I saw him wheeling himself in. He's got that walker.
Yeah, that thing is terrible.
Unless you need it.
That he got it like CVS. I know, but it just,
We felt like he got physically frail the moment he had to start going to.
Don't they all?
Trial.
If everyone
suddenly
was
in
so he was charged with what? Third degree rape charge, not first degree.
Right.
But they got him on enough charges, he's going to do some jail time.
He got first degree in the sexual, criminal sexual act, and rape, and the third degree at his sexual assault trial. So that.
Like minimum is 5 years he'll serve. That's minimum, but it goes way up.
So I guess he started experiencing chest pains. So instead of taking him to Rikers, they took him to the hospital. So, but he gets sentenced March 11th. Another coronavirus patient being monitored here in Omaha. Person tested positive. They were staying under quarantine in Texas. And once they were found that they were positive with the virus, they brought him up here yesterday.
So it's the spouse of one of the people we had already had up here.
Yeah.
So they probably got sick from their spouse. So now we have 14 total.
Yes. So 12 are being monitored in the national quarantine unit. 2 are being cared for. The one thing is, the one positive, there is a person who got returned to the quarantine unit just from the biocontainment unit. So somebody must have gotten better enough to just be in regular quarantine. Now, the coronavirus might be approaching pandemic levels. Cases are growing outside of mainland China. There is a new quarantine in effect at a Spanish resort in the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa. And then Italy has been seeing a spike in some confirmed cases. So all eyes will be on Wall Street today. Stocks took a major hit due to what's going on with all this.
1,000-point drop. Awful.
Too much stuff gets made in China, though. This is that was the reality before the coronavirus, and now it's
real. Yeah, we're really feeling it. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, unquestioned front runner going into tonight's debate. It's fight night in South Carolina. 7 Democratic presidential candidates take the stage now. Former Vice President Joe Biden is hanging on. He's got a narrow lead in the polls ahead of this Saturday's South Carolina primary.
But tonight is going to be knives out for Bernie Sanders. I mean, they're going to be tripping him on the way up and down the stage.
Oh, man.
They got to stop him. He's a runaway freight train. You cannot stop him.
CBS tonight, 7 o'clock.
Right.
So it's going to be on national television. Warren Buffett, now part of Team iPhone. He has been one of Apple's largest shareholders, but apparently was a holdout for finally going to Team Apple when it comes to his smartphone.
We watched his interview yesterday on CNBC from Omaha. Everybody was watching him because they knew the stock market was crashing. So they're like, Warren, make us feel better.
Yeah.
And he felt pretty good. He kind of giggled through the whole interview.
He was giddy, wasn't he?
But he's not necessarily a fan of Bernie Sanders. He's saying that's not good for the economy, going to, you know, going to socialism. Not now.
Yeah, not now.
He's probably
for sure
a Bloomberg guy, but he didn't really kind of want to weigh in on everything. He has his little opinions, but.
But everybody glommed on the fact that he had a flip phone.
Well, he had never been a tech guy in the past. He said he wished he would have got on Apple a lot earlier. And said that Tim Cook gives him the newest version of an iPhone every time they come out. And sometime recently, he got rid of his flip phone, and now he's an iPhone man.
All right, welcome.
He says he still uses it as just a phone. He's, you know, but he's starting to, you know, kind of navigate a little bit of smartphone life, but...
There's a new car ad where the, you know, older mom and dad are checking out their son's new car. Have you seen it?
I just saw that last night.
There's no key. You can text the key to other people.
Yeah, to use.
Because it's a code.
Oh.
Yeah. And Dad has So he goes, Dad, you can take the car for the weekend. He goes, give me the keys. He goes, here, I'll text them to you. And his dad has a flip phone.
Yeah.
He's oh, like, no.
Dad, I have a smartphone.
First, Dad, let's get you a real phone.
That is pretty cool that you can do that, though, with a car. I don't know how safe that is.
I lost my keys. Yeah. Honey, will you text me my keys?
So there you go. Welcome.
Happy Fat Tuesday to everybody. Mardi Gras. So today, New Orleans will probably be what we consider ground zero here in the United States for the big celebration before we go into the austere Lenten season. But parades are going to be rolling out tonight. A lot of celebration going on locally at different restaurants and stuff. People getting ready to get their Cajun on. Netflix is rolling out a top 10 feature on their homepage.
They already did. Saw it last night. It's weird. I don't know. I think they're just trying to, another little way of getting you to watch stuff that they think is top 10.
Just top 10 popularity?
Yeah.
I thought they'd already itemized. You can go over and pick your, how you want to slice and dice.
But on this, it says, it'll say top 10 in the corner. And when you click on it, it'll tell you, it's like number 4 in the U.S., stuff like that. You
know, come on, watch it. Everyone else
exactly. Is. That's exactly what it
is. We all watch too much TV, so it's impossible for them to keep up. So if you ever notice, like when you do switch to the different, like, all right, what's the latest? What's trending? It's the same crap in a different lineup.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like, do you want to watch it now? You're like, I already scrolled past that. Don't show me that again.
Now they have the top 10. You'll be amazed that when you look at your list, you know, if you ever have my list, how many of your picks are in the top 10? You're like, hey, I'm on top of it. And you realize, eh.
Well, the number one show on Netflix right now is this series called Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it. It's a reality show that is hosted by Nick Lachey and his wife.
People love it. It's blind.
Is it honestly like the people just don't see each other,
yeah,
and that's
all
the thing?
I think they're all in different rooms or something like that, and somehow they connect. I haven't watched it either. I'm not really interested in it, but give me time. Give me time. If it's number one, I'm going to watch it.
It's like the Netflix version of a weird Bachelor type of thing.
People love dating shows.
Yeah, they do.
It's funny that couples want to sit home alone or together and watch other couples.
Because you make fun of them. I mean,
you know, like The Bachelor and all this stuff.
I would hope you're making fun of it and not going, you know, and taking, I don't know. We don't watch them often. I guess we do. We have to love after lockup.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Had a good cry yesterday. Just a tiny bit. Watched a little bit of that Kobe memorial yesterday.
It was like
for the whole helicopter, all the victims.
It's like a funeral on CNN. CNN had it live. I walked right into it when his wife, Vanessa, his widow, was up there. It was like,
waterworks.
There was not a dry eye in the house. And then they're cutting to all the celebrities, and they know they're on the big screen, and they're all wiping their eyes.
There was some pretty good ones. Here's one from Shaq right here talking.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother.
There are good ones. Here's Michael Jordan here. Everyone's kind of shocked that, you know, Michael Jordan and him were actually pretty good buddies.
He's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the Knicks.
It's true. He was crying throughout the thing. Brian Jordan is the classic meme.
I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years. That is what Kobe Bryant does to me. I'm pretty sure Vanessa and his friends all can say the same thing. He knows how to get to you in a way that affects you personally, even though if he's being a pain in the ass. But you ever have a sense of love for him and the way that he can bring out the best in you. And he did that for me.
Yeah, there was I caught a quite a bit. And there's a lot of bits and pieces here.
Jimmy Kimmel was the like the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, he brought back the tears, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was really kind of raw.
Oh, yeah, a lot more raw than I thought.
You know, to see on national television, you know, it was kind of intimate having a camera basically in at a funeral.
Place was packed. Yeah. I mean, and then all of the performances, you know, Beyonce performed and Alicia Keys. It was just like so beautiful.
Yeah, it was waterworks. It was tears.
I mean, it's been a month.
That
was a month ago.
That's hard to believe that went by. That's pretty, wow, a month already.
January 26th.
Yeah. And from what I gathered, they kind of schedule this thing so everybody could be together and make it. And it was on 224, which is both the numbers of Kobe and his daughter. So that just kind of tied in together. But yeah, it was good. I didn't expect to fall into it. But I also didn't expect myself to get all teary-eyed.
I'm curious. So I watched when Vanessa got up there, she rattled off all the nicknames that they had, that Kobe had for her and that she had for him. And I was curious, how many nicknames do you guys have?
I call Wylene.
If this was your funeral and you were getting up there and the two of you had to go back and forth, regardless, how many nicknames? Like they had... On and on and on.
I thought about that when they did that because I'm like, poor Peter would be up there. He'd be like, well, you know, we lovingly refer to each other as Stinko because that's what we call each other. Yeah.
You both say Stinko?
Uh-huh. Like, hello, Stinko. Or like, yeah, we'll send notes to each other and it's like, you know, what are you up to, Stinko? Like, Stinko is like our nickname for each other, which is just, it's funny. Like, it makes us laugh. We don't really have like lovey.
Specifically, you call him what? Peter? Pete?
Petey, I call him Peter. Coffee. He calls me Kavanaugh.
Right, so that would count.
Yeah, that'd be a nickname. I want to hear you guys.
Does he have any plays on like Malls, Molly?
No, he really doesn't.
Okay.
Babe, Kavanaugh, Stinko. I mean, these are basically the ones that he calls, you know, uses on me. I guess we're not real big nickname people. How about you and Wylene? Do you guys have a lot?
Yeah, we're just daily. I mainly call her Wylene Butt. You know,
I love
that
one.
That's pretty much it.
Wylene Butt.
I know there's a couple of other ones. She calls me her honey man and Micaroni. But outside of that, I think whatever kind of comes out, I'm sure there's other ones that have I called her.
When are the two of you going to become a celebrity couple?
Hey.
You know, where the names are merged.
Oh.
Mylene or Parlene? Is it Parlene?
Parlene. Oh, Wylardy?
Wylardy? That's...
How about Wig Parley? Wig Parlene. That's probably not going to work.
Wig Parley.
We need to... You need to be melded now so you're one word.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors, Chris Evans, Captain America, is going to start singing and dancing. He's in talks to be in an upcoming remake of Little Shop of Horrors.
Now, has he ever danced in anything? Have we ever seen him in this kind of
role? I'm not sure. I was trying to remember his, you know, he did that, what was it, Not a Scary Movie or Not a High School Movie or whatever. I didn't know if maybe that... had a
not
scene.
Another teen movie.
Thank you.
It was one of not his early. I think that is such an underrated comedy, kids.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. It is fantastic.
I was trying to remember if they had like a school dance scene where he might have, you know,
there's
been dancing or something. But he will take on the role if he signs on. He gets to play the dentist, which is the best part in Little
that
Shop
was
of
the
Horrors.
Steve Martin role.
Yes.
Of the kind of the dentist who enjoys the pain.
Yes.
You know, if you had the dentist who loved. What if your dentist enjoyed hurting you?
I figured they did.
And he was like, "Oh, yes, a root canal. How can I hurt you?"
Oh my gosh. I want to be a dentist. That song is so funny.
I can tell you, I've never seen it.
I don't know if I want.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it was Rick Moranis and Steve Martin was the original. But okay. I don't know if I want to see my Captain America dancing.
I know, or singing. But I mean, also, Steve Martin didn't really dance. You know, like the dentist doesn't really dance. He rides his motorcycle in and he kind of like hits a couple poses, but it's not like.
So here's the backstory. Chris Evans in real life loves to tap dance. He can tap dance.
Wow.
Which is the real kind of. So that's old school Hollywood. He's a triple threat.
Oh, wow. You
go. Who knew?
You go, boy.
He's not the only Avenger signing on. Scarlett Johansson would also play Audrey. She would play the lead.
Who would be Audrey?
Scarlett Johansson, but then Audrey 2, the plant, will be Billy Porter.
Okay.
Taron Egerton would play, what's the...
Mm-hmm.
Morty? No, not Morty.
I don't know.
It's all right. You don't have to know it all.
Seymour. Suddenly Seymour. So Little Shop of Horrors. I think it's great
terrible.
That they're...
You're not going out, are you?
We're going to pass on your role right there. That's singing. Next.
We'll get,
hey, man, I'm not auditioning.
We'll contact you.
Send in the girl that's behind you.
We'll contact you.
I'm the only one here.
Darn it. I'm the only one that showed up. Everybody else was like hard passed to even come to this audition. You're like, so this is the best you're going to get.
Don't you once in your life want to be one of those snarky theater, not the critic, the guy who's in charge of casting, you know, the director. You sit in an empty audience during auditions.
And I can destroy.
And people have to get up there and perform.
Oh, I would love that.
Next.
We're going to go a different direction.
You just see the light out there. They set up a little table and give them like a little desk lamp. So all you can see is just desk lamp. And then
a voice. Next.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Start. Saturday Night Live, there's some rumblings that maybe Pete Davidson could be leaving.
No.
And that there's also talk that some of the cast members, not big fans of Pete's.
I'm sure.
No. They kind of made fun of him when he was filming a movie. I remember a while back ago, he wasn't around, and they kind of made jokes on social media. I don't know. It almost seemed bullying.
Really? Okay.
I just got the vibe that they don't like him.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a joke during the weekend update, like, we don't even know where Pete is. Like, he didn't check in.
I bet he's going to try to move forward. He's got that Netflix comedy stand-up thing coming out here.
He should go after anyone who thinks he's funny. Find that audience. Strike now, young man.
I want to be the guy in this in the audience with the little light.
No!
Next.
He has a movie coming out.
Has he really?
I don't know. It's interesting to think that he has a career outside of just being himself. I don't know if the movie's just him being him, but he's supposed to be in the new Suicide Squad as well. Harry Styles is dropping a teaser for his new video, the single Falling. Apparently, it's coming on Friday. So it's the fourth single off of his new solo album, Fine Line.
I'm sure he'll be wearing a dress.
I don't know.
Or some blouse.
Yeah, something blousey.
He's been wearing blouses a lot.
It's all right,
and
man.
That's okay.
You own that. That's what you want to wear. That's what you're comfortable in.
I mean, like the kind of blouses that like your mom wore in the 90s.
Silky. And I only can imagine that they feel nice on the nipples because they're silky, right? I mean, we wear golf shirts. They're kind of silky, but you know what I mean, right? Am I being next? Next. Stop talking.
Mission Impossible.
He lets his nipples do the shopping. When it comes to golf shirts, ooh. I let my nipples do the shopping.
Oh, my nipples are awful. You know that.
I give my shirts a rating when I put them on.
Mine are erect at all times.
If my chest erasers come alive, it's a purchase.
I started having to wear a t-shirt underneath them because I'm like...
Lactating?
Lactating
sweat?
Soaks it right up. All right, Mission Impossible, what?
Production is shut down. They're filming in Italy, so they've had to schedule a little bit of a break because they're in Venice.
Coronavirus.
Yep.
Yes, they're afraid.
What does that cost a movie?
Oh, a lot. Stop production for how many days?
I mean, most movies can't because you've shoehorned in all the actors and directors and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you got a window. You hear these famous stories of where they've had to fight for an actor, you know, with another movie because you're sharing availability. Like, don't you lose Tom Cruise to another movie?
Yeah, they shut everything down.
If somebody like Tom Cruise is like, I'm out of here. Coronavirus, it's, you know.
That's the first thing I thought.
Wake up with the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
Another coronavirus patient is being monitored here in Omaha, transferred from Texas. Turns out it's the spouse of one of the people already in the biocontainment unit. So that now brings the population here at UNMC to 14 total individuals being monitored.
Hopefully they can, we don't even know if any of them are sick with it, if they could cure it here.
Be nice.
They say they're giving them Gatorade.
It would be nice. What are we, a stage three, right? Stage three.
Level three. You're at stage three.
I'm totally at stage three. I'm about to bawl.
Well, Iran's.
I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Because of all the sad news. All right, so Iran's health minister.
Yeah.
That is some crazy stuff. We'll post that video on Facebook. But what's the deal? He's they're doing a little talky talk.
The health minister of Iran now has been diagnosed with coronavirus.
But what's interesting is this is the day after he was denying reports. There was a government figure that had said that 50 people had died of coronavirus in Iran. And the health minister was like vehement, like, hey, if that's true, then I will absolutely quit, but that is not true. And then turns out he also has coronavirus.
The video is they're doing a press conference and there's a man talking and the man next to him wiping the sweat profusely off of his head is the deputy health minister.
It's like a movie.
And so people who watch it would be like watching Iranian CNN. You're like, is that guy okay? So when they were like, baka, 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 everything okay, people at home were like, well, that guy doesn't look okay.
No.
And that guy now has coronavirus.
He's sweating to death.
He just keeps wiping his, he just keeps grabbing, you know, hankies and dabbing away. And you're like, I know I get nervous during public speaking, but that guy looks unwell.
Yeah, he did.
Sort of pasty. It's
so
not
hopefully
so much
he'll be okay.
Yes. Creighton has moved up to number 10 in the rankings. But sadly, the Huskers are on a big losing streak.
A record. They lost their 12th straight, a school record 12th straight loss.
And record for having 20 losses in a season.
Well, it's a new coach.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you got to look at it that they're retooling.
But Creighton, congratulations. That is awesome news. They are looking fantastic right towards the end of the season, into tournament time. I can't wait to see how they do this year.
So this is the highest they've been ranked since 2017. They got three more games left, one on the road Sunday at St. John's, and then Georgetown and Seton Hall at home. They're saying that that game a week from Saturday against Seton Hall will be all eyes.
They can move
in the basketball world watching Seton Hall come here at Creighton.
Yeah. Strong matchup.
They're 13th.
Yeah, they can move up easier this week also, still just by not even playing because everyone else is playing. So we'll see how the week goes. So congratulations,
Creighton. That's right. Earlier when you said ball and you were crying, I thought you meant ball, like this. Balling.
I wish I was balling. I am ready to ball. I'm not a baller.
For the last few years, the Nebraska Public Skate Parks Council and others have been building ramps. And sadly, one of the homemade makeshift ramps has been taken down.
Well, that's what skateboarders would always kind of do. You know, they'd kind of take over an area, find a tennis court no one was using. So I guess this thing's been a pretty cool skate park. And city took it down yesterday. You know, they're like, it's not meant to be a skate park. So they had crews go in and take down their pipes and rails.
What is it supposed to be then?
But the weather was amazing. Tennis court. Amazing last Saturday. And they all showed up to rally.
Okay.
They got like tweets of support from like Tony Hawk.
Yes. You got to have those things.
It seemed very classic 80s, 90s throwback. Like, hey, man.
I mean,
remember,
I get
the city's always crapping on skateboarders.
You can't dance, you can't skate.
Well, they didn't want them skateboarding in certain areas of town.
Yes.
The weather's been so great in February, I've been seeing skateboarders.
You got to have a park for them. Maybe they need to build another one. I know there's one.
I think they do.
Well, they do have one, but I mean, not just so far away. You have to have them in, like, dog
clearly,
parks.
Obviously, there's a need for a park if
absolutely.
These guys are spinning one up.
I would agree.
What was the address?
It was Lynch Park, Dorcas.
Dorcas?
Dorcas.
So, One of the things that they were coming at, Brooks Bench, he is the director of the parks here in Omaha. And he was like, it's liability. These guys made a bunch of homemade stuff. Somebody gets hurt. It's on the city.
20th and Dorcas.
Make it safe, I guess, then. Open up another.
There's an online petition to keep kids sitting with their parents on planes. You know, with all the new rules, when you buy tickets, a lot of times, you know, if you go for like the discount or economy, they don't allow you to choose your seat selection. It's just sort of like they'll just put you wherever. So families that fly together, they're saying should sit together. So there's apparently a new online petition. The goal is 75,000 signatures, and they're about 20,000 away.
To force the airline to make them. Because I get caught in the middle of families that are split up, sure. And I always get asked.
Can you move? Can I sit there?
My daughter is, can I switch? And I have like, I'm on the aisle, yeah. Which I like.
And maybe you're not with anyone.
And her daughter's in the middle seat. But I'm just a straight Neanderthal if I say no.
Yes.
I can't say no.
No. It's like if someone
the equivalent asks you to... of the guy pushing on the back of the chair on the plane that went viral.
You turbulence. No.
So I always say, okay. And I take the seat. And then I'm mad about it.
I don't.
The airline put me in that position.
That's the thing. You shouldn't, as the customer, as the flyer, be put in that. So it's calling out American, United, and Delta. I guess those three get the most complaints about separating families. And they're all saying that they're taking steps to ensure that kids aren't separated. But the other thing about that is because, you know, if you go on some of those flights and they don't allow you to pick seats, it's like, dude, do you really want to sit next to my six-year-old for however many hours? I mean, they're just going to be on their iPad, but still, I hate having to ask. You know, I hate coming up to a Jeff.
So you ask. Okay.
You don't go to Jeff and go,
we have booked it. We've bought the more expensive tickets to make sure that we could pick
sit
our
together.
Seats.
Okay.
Yeah, that or it's Southwest where they allow you, like, you with your check-in.
Family.
You can, yeah, family.
Family
so,
go first.
Because I don't want to stick somebody. Either making a choice of giving up their premium seat to let
me
sit.
Sometimes mom or dad looks at who's sitting next to their child who's a row over, and they might think, eh.
A little weird.
Right.
Pivoted.
So that's what I suck. I'm filling in that spot next to fat guy on iPad.
That's me. Fat guy on iPad.
Oh, stop.
Fat sweaty guy flop sweating.
Stop. 938-9400. All right, when you hear a song by the artist known as The Weeknd in the next 10 minutes, you're going to win tickets before you can buy them. The Weeknd's going to be in Omaha performing at the CHI in August. Tickets go on sale on Friday.
So when you hear The Weeknd, start dialing.
Just start dialing.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors, Chris Evans is in talks to play the evil dentist in a reboot of Little Shop of Horrors. So it started off as a musical on stage, and then it moved to the big screen in 1986. Steve Martin played the role of the evil dentist, and now Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America.
It seems like that's one of the most popular ones out there, right? Little Shop of Horrors. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you've heard of it.
You never saw the movie? You
know, I haven't seen the whole thing in its entirety.
Had Rick Moranis in it.
No.
So it was about the time, like, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies.
Which they're redoing, by the way. They're bringing one. Yeah.
So he's a tap dancer. I didn't know that until today.
Hello, my baby.
That he has a dance background in tap, which is
so
not
nuts.
Easy, right? That's isn't that
no.
almost...
No, tap is really hard. You've got to have, like, super control. He's not the only Avenger. Scarlett Johansson is also looking like she might play Audrey, the love interest. She sings. She's put out a couple albums. So her singing, I guess she dances as well. And then Pose star Billy Porter is already attached to play The Plant, Audrey 2. And then Rocketman star Taron Egerton would play Seymour.
Now, what would be the triple threat? The singing, dancing, and acting, right? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The idea that you could do it all.
Old school Hollywood movies were like... What, 50s, 60s, they were like all musicals.
Yeah. I think...
I mean, old Sinatra movies, he's dancing.
Uh-huh. I'd love to.
Oh, that's Singing in the Rain?
Oh, Gene Kelly?
Singing in the Rain. I think I'm a triple threat.
Yeah, triple threat to poop your pants, pee your pants. I don't know what else in your pants.
And vomit.
At any moment.
And vomit at the same
time.
He's
one heavy belch away from a triple threat.
Ooh. The Bachelor is now wooing seniors.
Ooh.
ABC flashed a casting call for seniors looking for love during last night's Bachelor.
I knew they were doing it. I heard about it, but I thought it was a bit. 65 and older.
Yep.
Why not? Looking
for people in their golden years is what the ABC reality chief tweeted.
It'd be a captive audience, right? Of those people watching TV, they're going to watch the show.
Yes. I think it's a great
idea. Unless they're not out dating.
I think I would actually prefer this to like watching young, hot people just because it's like, let's see what happens when grandma and grandpa
and you're
decide
rooting
to
for
get.
Them.
Yeah.
There's some purity to that.
I think it's a great idea.
They're probably not as catty. They're probably just more. Like I imagine a room full of 65-year-old women being much more friendly with each other.
Well, I just think that you want grandma to be happy.
Sure.
Yeah. You're imagining grandma finding happiness.
Oh, you know what's
going to
happen.
Makes all of us happy. I don't go into these Bachelor shows rooting for any of these people.
No.
Not because I'm a dark-hearted person. It's because they're such beautiful people. Everybody on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette really doesn't need any help.
You're like, you're one Friday night happy hour from finding the perfect someone.
Sure.
All you have to do is walk into any place,
so,
and you're going to be a captive audience.
That'll be cool because now the 65 and older, would when they go home to meet the family, they'd have to be judged by the kids.
How interesting would that be?
Instead of the parents judging the kids.
And then
you know
do we do
I mean?
A racier version of Love Island with old people?
Oh, naked
it's
and afraid.
Break my hip.
Break my hip.
I just don't want to see the windmill episode on The Senior Bachelor.
Well,
I don't want to hear about the little blue pill making grandma.
Oh, God, just think about it. We can include them all. We can do Naked and Afraid. You'd watch that, right? Naked.
I'd be afraid to see
Naked.
Well, Naked
and Afraid already is people 65 and older.
Yeah.
It's a lot of old naked butt.
Okay, all right.
You just don't care anymore. You're like, this is my body, whatever. So much closer to death than you are. I don't care anymore. Lil Nas crashed a wedding at Disney World and took the bride out on the dance floor to Old Town Road. I always think it's so weird when you hear about these stories about, you know, celebrities at certain things, like whether it's a beach wedding or a hotel, and then they like just crash the wedding of whatever people or just happen to be there. So the bride got a little something extra, a little Nas extra. BTS was on Fallon last night. They did a Subway version of their show. They did like a Subway Olympics with BTS, and then it looked like they closed down Grand Central.
I caught the tail end of it. I was like, oh my God, this huge.
How did they get all the
production?
People out of there?
So there's like, what, 9 guys in BTS, but then they had about 50 backup dancers.
Yes.
Did they really? Okay. What were you doing up so late, young man?
Watching TV.
I'm going to have to watch that. Jimmy Fallon. Well,
I guess it's their late night debut. You forget about the fact. So then Carpool Karaoke is their next stop. They've got a new album that BTS is pushing out.
Okay.
They're mainly a dance act, right?
Yes, that's all they are.
I know you love their songs.
I do love them.
But when they get up on stage, it's like the production of the video for Thriller from Michael Jackson. I mean, all that choreography of...
I'll be 100% honest. I don't think they're a triple threat.
Like it took Grand Central Station to fit everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
I just don't think they're great dancers.
Well, I think they probably are.
I think they are good dancers.
It's heavily choreographed.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that you can't knock about them is the fact that they have their dance moves down.
Dancing, triple threat dancing. 938-9400. Your calls in. We got what's trending coming up.
Good morning, Trend. With Big Party Began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
So, a biotech company is saying that they might have the first vaccine for the new COVID-19.
Buy stock in Moderna. That's the
no
name of the
kidding.
Company.
Moderna.
Yeah, they still have to do human trials, but yeah, it looks like we're headed there. I saw the other day they're thinking a couple years before we find an actual something that works. So hopefully, they can get it done quicker than that.
They're saying if they already found a vaccine, the way they roll out the medicine, it wouldn't be available till 2021 after all the regulatory.
Okay.
But I assume once they get one going and you get sent to centers, hopefully they have a cure for you after the fact. This would be you take this before you get sick. It's a vaccine.
Like the flu shot.
To get rid of it long term. So I think this would be positive. They're onto something that they already have a vaccine for it.
Yeah, that could be, results could be available July or August.
The first trial will involve 20 to 25 healthy volunteers with results expected in July or August. So they would start in late April to test on humans. What do you get paid to be the 20 or 25 healthy volunteers? Would you agree to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, we see those, we used to air those ads on the radio where people, you can volunteer for medical testing. Sure. There's a bunch of companies in town that do it.
Yep.
I don't think it's everything like coronavirus, but...
Well, it's just a vaccine, so I guess I guess they would shoot you up with it, right? And then expose you to it is kind of the idea, right?
I would assume.
The coronavirus may be approaching pandemic levels. There are a lot of eyes on Iran as their deputy health minister has tested positive for coronavirus after a very sweaty news conference yesterday where they were denying reports that, you know, people had inflated the mortality rate coming out of Iran. There's a hotel in the Canary Islands that's on lockdown. An Italian doctor, so Italy is where it's a big hot zone right now. Apparently, he traveled on vacation to this resort.
So the guests all looking out their windows because they're being asked to stay inside.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that cruise ship where stay in your room. This is stay in your room at your hotel suite on the Canary Islands. Here's a fun fact. How did the Canary Islands get their name?
Birds named Canary.
Molly, what say you?
I'm not exactly sure. Is it a person?
It's named after dogs. The canary in the Canary Islands means island of the dogs.
The dogs.
It's the Latin term canaria, which means island of the dogs. The Romans visited it. And I guess it had lots of dogs on the island.
Dogs.
You hear Canary Islands, I'm always like, oh, I want to go there and see the canaries.
I love birds. I'm a bird guy.
I love birds.
Well,
it's
the
dogs. They got Cat Island and they got Dog Island.
But it's really far from Spain. So that's sort of the other thing is that they're like, there's a Spanish outbreak. It's like, it's nowhere near Europe. It's off the coast of Africa. But, you know, you hear Spain, you're like, is it again? We do have another visitor here in Omaha, somebody else from the Diamond Pacific cruise ship off the coast of Japan tested positive and has now joined their spouse. Their spouse was already in the biocontainment unit at UNMC, and now they're together.
He's probably like, woo, vacation! So
there's 10 over there that are just in the quarantine area, and three are in the biocontainment.
So three test positive then?
And one graduated.
Minor symptoms.
Okay. Which that's the other good news is that one of them graduated from the biocontainment unit and got to go back to the
Disneyland.
Unit. Yeah. Oh. One step closer to freedom. Creighton has hit number 10 in the AP poll. Creighton men's basketball is just enjoying quite the season. They head to the court Sunday on the road at St. John's. Sadly, the Huskers are making a record for a different reason, losing streak.
What a great time as a Creighton fan to shoot back at them Jaders.
Yes.
You know how some people think you can't be a fan of both?
Well, yeah.
The Husker basketball team, 12th consecutive loss. That's a record.
Yeah.
Oh, is it record 20 losses in a season?
20 losses in a season, also a record. Poor guys.
Coach Hoiberg, though, he's a stud, supposedly. Give him some time.
He's the mayor. He'll figure it out.
Scott Frost struggled at first. And we're going to win a national championship this year.
Mayonnaise slices.
Trust the process.
Trust the process, people.
Mm-hmm. Gotta lose.
Creighton almost has too much time off, so they don't play again until they only have three games left in the regular season. They play at St. John's on Sunday, ranked 10th.
Okay.
And then back here next week, Wednesday, Georgetown. And then the big one is a week from Saturday, March 7th.
Yeah.
Seton Hall, number 13, Seton Hall at number 10, Creighton. That'll be on national television.
And then to the tournament. It's important that we have a high seed in that tournament, especially the NCAA one, because it's a lot easier to move forward. You know,
they're going to run out on the court at halftime and yell, I have coronavirus! And then stumble down to the court, and I'm going to have a can of pea soup under my shirt. And I'm
the great Santini.
I'm just going to spill it all over the floor.
And I can run out in some type of containment suit.
You come down in a containment suit and look at me and go, he does have coronavirus. He does. Now, these players could never be. Will we get arrested or can we say it's a part of community theater?
It'll be arrested.
Halftime. And then I'll shoot a half-court basket. It's done.
We're part of an improv shock theater group.
You can still get arrested.
Don't do that, people. It's not cool.
No.
Mayonnaise is now going to be available in slice form. Gross. Japan is going to start selling slices of real mayonnaise next month. Why?
Like it's better for picnics. Like it doesn't go straight to goo right away.
Yeah, they had.
This isn't the first one that they've done. They've done slices of ketchup.
Okay,
and then they're also talking about doing slices of sriracha. You know, the sriracha sauce. I
slathered so much mayo on a sandwich yesterday. I could feel my heart slowing down.
Tell me it was a BLT of some sort, right?
No, you get a New York Yankee from Jason's Deli.
You're killing me with these sandwiches. You're the sandwich
king.
The New
York Yankee.
What's on it?
Jason's Deli.
It's like a New York, it's a giant, is it pastrami, right?
Yeah, it's a heart attack in a sandwich.
The biggest sandwich in a
while. And I add more mayo and more mustard.
Oh, do you really? That thing is massive.
When you can feel your heart flutter while you're eating a sandwich, that's a good sandwich.
That's a good thing.
Just ask your cardiologist.
That's how you want to go out.
Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. 938-9400 is into the show. All right, Fat Tuesdays today. Also, what is it, free pancake? Is it Pancake Day? All these holidays are falling on top of each other as if Pancake Day is an actual holiday. I think it is, right?
You're supposed to get all your vices out today. That's the deal.
All the boozing.
Work it out.
Okay. All right. Get it all out. The boozing and the eating. Someone just walked in and asked if we wanted some king cake. I'm like, I don't need a king cake.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, the baby had already been found. The plastic baby that's in it had already been rooted out like pigs finding truffles.
I was laughing with a friend of mine yesterday because we get this king cake every year, you know, and it's like, you got to find the baby.
Yeah.
But I'm such a superstitious Catholic Irish chick that like I have basically a baby food jar full of past baby Jesuses because I'm like, you can't just throw them out or put them in recycling.
The baby Jesus, yeah, you can't do
so
that.
I have this like baby jar full of plastic babies in my baking drawer. I look like a crazy hoarder, and I'm not, but I just can't bring myself to do this. I snapped a picture of it and sent it to him. I was like, this is real.
Every time somebody offers me the king cake, I'm always like, they're like, try and find the baby. I always ask, does it have real babies in it?
Oh, nice little baby in there.
Okay, remember the Addams Family? They had Girl Scout cookies? She goes, are there real Girl Scouts in
it? Yeah, Wednesday Addams. Never mind that.
All right.
It's not about the king cake. It's about the hurricanes.
That's right. Hurricanes.
And the beads.
And the beads. That's something I need to get. I want to make some type of traditional food. Maybe some gumbo or some jambalaya.
Some gumbo.
Yeah, I like gumbo.
He's got a lot of work to do.
Jambalaya.
He has to learn how to pronounce it first, hardest step.
I pronounce it the way I pronounce it. I have my own language.
Yeah, because it's called Fat Tongue Tuesday.
It's all in
Fat Tongue Tuesday. I don't need to have a hurricane.
We all have our own language.
We all speak our own words.
Whether it's a love language or just mispronouncing everything. That's what I do. You know.
So what is the plan?
I don't have no idea. What's the plan every day? Hurricane. Last I did hurricane, you had come over that one time. I was making hurricanes galore. I don't even know what that was for, but I gained so much weight off hurricanes.
I forgot the recipe. It's mainly just rum, right?
Rum and juices, right? I think.
Yeah, juice people.
No. Uh-uh.
There used to be a packet. So it's Pat O'Brien's. That's the famous place, the hurricane glass and everything like that. And they used to sell, basically it was a powder form.
Like famous in New Orleans?
Yeah, like okay, that's the go-to right. place. So like okay. the hurricane glasses, like the big takeaway is you'll get one and it says like Pat O'Brien's on it and everything. And you bring it home and it comes with a packet. You can buy the hurricane powder. It's almost like Kool-Aid.
So I drank the world's largest hurricane at Pat O'Brien's in Memphis. So there's only other one Pat O'Brien's. It's closed now. It used to be in Memphis on Beale Street. And so we used to go to the bars. I had a buddy that lived in Memphis. We used to go down there once a year. And on the menu, they have the world's largest hurricane. And if you're going to put it on the menu, someone asked to order it. They would never let us order it. The guy would go. It's almost like a gag thing.
Okay.
They're lazy and didn't want to make it. And they'd always say, you guys don't have enough people in your party. And my buddy, who's a really loud Texan, was like, dude, I'll go down and get a bunch of homeless guys and come in here and sit at your table. Like, if that's the rule, I'll grab 10 dudes and pay them to sit at the table with us because we're drinking this thing. And the guy stared at us like, don't do it. So we didn't do it on that trip. But one of the other ones, we grabbed enough people and went in there.
Was it strong? I mean, was it?
Well, it's just it's a sweet drink. And it took hours to drink it. You know, we're doing shifts and you can get a brain freeze.
You just get sick of the taste.
You know, but that wasn't my idea. That was somebody else's stupid idea. But a hurricane drink, man, is pretty yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Hey, throw me a bead. I'll show you my can.
Will you show them?
I will show them and I'll jiggle them all over the damn place if I need to.
I feel like we can already see them through your shirt.
Hey,
cats. Cats.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors. So The Bachelor is looking for those 65 and older. They're doing a senior version. People in their golden years is how they phrased it. So I guess the ABC reality chief tweeted that 65 and older. People should apply. Apparently, last night during the regular broadcast of The Regular Bachelor, it flashed a casting call for seniors looking for love.
All right, people.
Does that make your heart warm, or does it make you squeamish? Like,
I think it'll be interesting.
I'm ready for something different.
I watched the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And like a side plot of that movie is he's an old man who's just getting tail left and right.
I know.
When you watch the movie, it's kind of like, really?
Well, you're going to see a lot of that on
he's
this,
having
I think.
Threesomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that even works, but well, I know how that works. But yeah, with the what is it? The elder bachelor, bachelorette. We'll see.
I mean, in the movie, Grandpa. Wasn't Clint Eastwood like it
mom
is?
Mom and Dad,
80s.
Yeah. Yep.
This is going for somebody as young as what? 65.
Yeah. 65.
Chris Evans is in talks to do a reboot of the musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors. And he's not the only Avenger. Apparently, Scarlett Johansson is also being considered for one of the lead roles, as is Rocket Man star Taron Egerton. Chris Evans would play the darkest character in The Batch, which is that of the dentist, which Steve Martin played in 1986.
Have there been any musical movies out recently that were comedies that worked?
I don't know. That's way off my radar. I can't stand musicals.
Isn't it kind of new for the audiences? Has there been something like that? Has somebody tested putting out
something quite like this? I mean, they talk about how they're going to do Hamilton. That's obviously not a comedy, but it's a musical that they're putting on to the stage. Well, no, I don't know. Because, I mean, they haven't done, like, the Book of Mormon. They haven't made that a movie. But that would be along the same lines.
Was Cats kind of a comedy? Wasn't Cats would be on that line, a musical?
It's supposed to be serious. They might have added some comedic elements. But if you see the stage production, it's not. I mean, there's one, like, goofy one where it's like these tricksy cats, like they do, you know, they're like always getting into trouble, but that's a funny part of it. But usually it's like a pretty, you know, moving, heavy type of thing.
Well, the original of this was funny.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny.
Technically musical or, you know, musical people.
Hairspray.
The movie was hilarious.
Isn't, I guess, one that but that's about a million years ago. I don't think they get made very often. Kelly
Mama
Clarkson.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Was La La Land kind of like that?
I could never
sit through the whole thing.
Really? Everyone says La La Land was fantastic.
La La Land was nominated for everything. It was the Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone. I guess Pitch Perfect is kind of a comedy musical.
Yeah, it's got a lot of songs.
What was Wolverine doing? That was
Les Mis.
Les Mis.
And then he did something Queen of the Desert.
Okay. All
or right. No, man, The Boy from Oz. The Boy from Oz was the big one that he did on. And now he's touring. Hugh Jackman's got his own singing and dancing.
Right, so maybe it'll be a hit.
Kelly Clarkson is going to host the Billboard Music Awards when they air live on NBC April 29th. She's back in the hosting duties. So she's back on The Voice. It makes sense that they would do a little cross promotion on NBC and keep her around to host the billboards. There's a group out of Brooklyn that is suing Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd over a song that they performed on the Black Panther soundtrack. So this group is claiming that The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar took part of their hook. That there's a distinctive choral performance, and it's the name of the band out of Brooklyn is Yaysayer, and their track was called Sunrise. The Black Panther soundtrack song was called Pray For Me. So this is just, it seems like it's a long time coming. I mean, Black Panther came out in 2018, as did the soundtrack.
I love the Yaysayers.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Who are these guys? But you hear these bands that come forward and say, they took my song. You know, Katy Perry's dealt with it. I'm trying to remember who most recently. Selena Gomez did an unplugged version of Rare. It is a stripped down performance that she did for fans yesterday. She was doing a little live recording at Village Studio. And she was just, it was just her and an acoustic guitar and just one backup singer. So
burn a toast on the toaster. My ambitions were too high, too high. Waiting up for you upstairs. Why you act like I'm not there? Baby, right now it feels like you don't.
All right. Unplugged.
She's got all that new music coming out. She sounds so good.
Why don't we put her on The Bachelor? She needs to meet a nice boy.
Capaldi could join The Bachelor, too.
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1. Hello. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening, by the way. Here's a little bit of Beyonce from yesterday's performance with the memorial.
This is one of his favorite songs.
For Kobe Bryant.
So I want to start that over, but I want us to do it all together. And I want you to sing it so loud they hear your love. Are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Love you.
Your love is bright as ever.
Your love is bright as ever.
Even in the shadows.
Even in the shadows.
Baby, kiss me.
Baby, kiss me.
Before they turn the lights out.
That was his favorite song? I didn't know that.
Your heart is glowing, and I'm laughing into you.
When I leave, I'd like to you guys handle the playlist and get me some.
At your funeral?
Some Boy George or something fun.
Well, hopefully they all had, obviously you saw lots of tears and lots of famous people.
Yes.
But hopefully they all had an amazing day. Like I had a funeral this year for my brother-in-law, Pat, and party was there. It was an amazing day. Oh. Like, nobody wanted to go home, which doesn't always happen because people were together and having fun and telling stories about Keating. But then it was all just a group of good people that had that person in common. So I bet you, I hope yesterday they all went out
and partied it up and had a good time.
Supposed to be, that's the term, the celebration.
And it doesn't.
Like, and you get your head straight that you're like, man, we all focus on all the wrong details, man. And you're looking around the room like, how much do we all have? Time much do we have together with each other? That's why I think people hung out all day.
Yeah,
because they were like, you know, laughing and realizing that you got good friends. And
I'm always impressed with the family members and friends that are able to get up there and speak that candidly about in those situations.
I was so proud of my sister got up and gave an amazing.
It was great
speech impromptu. After, you know, losing her husband with three boys. So
that's unbelievable.
I was super proud of Kobe's wife yesterday. That was tough. She got up there in front of all those people.
Yeah.
All those celebrities.
Here's a little bit of her right here.
Her smile took up her entire face, like mine. Kobe always said she was me.
She had my fire, my personality and sarcasm. She was tender and loving on the inside. She had the best laugh. It was infectious. It was pure and genuine. Kobe and Gianna naturally gravitated towards each other. She had Kobe's ability to listen to a song and have all the lyrics memorized after listening to the song a couple of times. It was their secret talent.
I'm trying to make you cry. Come on.
I thought it was sweet when she was going into all their nicknames. And I can't even give them justice. But she was like, he would call me, you know, Moo Moo, Kiki, blah, blah. It was like, there was like 30 nicknames that they had for each other.
Gosh, and all I have is a couple myself. Marlene Butt. I don't even know. Would you, yours is Stink Butt, Molly, with your hubby? Is
Stinko.
That it?
Yeah.
Stinko.
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 And it's what was really cute was we didn't realize this. You know, we called each other Stinko. I don't know where it came from. And then his uncle gave us back, Peter a bunch of letters that Peter's mother had written to her brother when he was in the military. And she used to call him Stinko.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that wild? And he's like, and I was like, did you know that? Is that why he's like, I've never seen this before. It I had no back. Idea. Like it goes back. Like his mom used to call his uncle Vin Stinko.
What if it's generational? Like it goes back to the Civil War. Dear Stinko.
I know.
Dear Stinko, I hope so you funny. Win at the Battle of Gettysburg. But if you cannot, Stinko, I will always remember you, Stinko.
The penmanship is so amazing. Like, it's funny to see the word Stinko written that, like, really, like, what did you major in college? Penmanship.
Calligraphy.
You know, exactly.
Stinko.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
I'm Walking Dead fans. I guess everybody was freaked out on Sunday because there was a sex scene in Walking Dead that no one wanted to see. I watched part of it and I'm like, all right, this show is weird, man.
What one of the main characters?
Was it?
Yeah, it was, who's that guy with the bat?
Negan
had sex with the lady in the woods who wore the face of a zombie.
Ew.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
And what was one of the main characters?
I'm not sure. I don't watch the show. I just was
trying Negan's to... Negan's always like, I hope you're wearing your pooping pants.
Yeah, so apparently he didn't care about the zombie face at all, but all of the
What was so horrible about what you watched?
Well, it was just gross. I mean, I don't know. I just the idea of him making out and having sex.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
They're naked, too, by the way.
Wow, but, on AMC, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Just going all in.
They were. But I'm not a Walking Dead fan. I just saw it yesterday, apparently.
He slept with...
You heard about zombie sex, and you had to check it out.
Exactly.
He left with this. He slept with the leader of the Whisperers.
Okay, because she'd say, take off your clothes.
Her name is Alpha.
Alpha, huh? Okay. Wearing that mask, The Walking Dead,
that just sounds
typical zombie face. Yeah, it's like zombie skin.
I thought you were into the freaky deek.
I am into the freaky deek. I ain't into that freaky deek. That's weird.
You're not like, Waleen, let's put on zombie skin and do it.
She's like, there's still time. It's still back out of this.
That's no, it bites her out.
That's how you stop the zombies from attacking you, because they're so weirded out.
Like, whoa.
The two of you start going at it, and the zombies go, and the horde turns, starts walking the other direction.
Never mind.
Riggy diggy.
That's a show that we used to be so into.
Are you kidding me? Everyone was. And I don't know anyone.
Gone the way of Lost. ABC's Lost. We were fanatics about that.
I thought it was over by now. Walking Dead. But yeah, apparently they're looking for new ways of attracting the audience. I didn't realize that. I thought maybe I might be into a little bit of zombie porn, but
found out. You know what you don't. You know what you learned. I know what I don't like.
Exactly.
Found it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, 420 today. Win it before you can buy it. Situation. Bounce will have tickets to the weekend.
Yo, yo, we got MC Bizounce on the ones and twos. He's going to be spinning this afternoon. Listen at 420.
He'll have it for
got
you.
Got the debates tonight. Are you going to watch? A little?
Oh, that's going to be...
Bernie Sanders, they're going to be going after him. Knives out.
I may
myself. We'll see.
Gotta do a little homework. Got it. We all have a little homework.
DVR, baby. That's what I'm doing. DVR. Tomorrow morning we'll also give you a chance to pick up some more of the weekend tickets. 7:20. Got to tune in for that. All right. Enjoy Fat Tuesday. Get fat.
Yeah, enjoy the weather. Last year at this time was the record ever coldest day on this day. It was last year. I set the record, and it was like 7 below 0.
Well, that some looked good, too, then.
All these temps just going up.
Yep. We got 50s by the weekend again. This groundhog was actually pretty right. Let's hope he stays on par with that thing.
He's such a good groundhog.
Oh, he's the greatest. All right, we're out of here. See you in the morning. Have a safe day. And do yourself good.
Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. I wake up every morning with the Big Party Morning Show.
Avatar 2 has a release date, 2021. We'll still have to wait another whole, like, year and a half.
But there's, like, 5 of them.
Yeah, they chopped them all up.
He shot all of them at once.
Well worth the wait, I believe. Avatar 1 was good. I fell in love with a blue woman.
You know what your goal should be? To be alive by the time Avatar 5 comes out.
I hate you.
Can you do it?
Avatar 2, Avatar 3, Avatar 4, Avatar 5. They're all slated.
Okay, yeah.
Avatar 5 comes out in 2027.
I have to make it till that long.
Gotta get
I'm not even going to remember the one before that.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.